Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Friday, the 8th of May, 2020. My name is Steve, and on today's show, it's a junior My Spurs journey. We've got my best mate Doogie's son, Louis. How are you doing, Louis?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
Great, thank you. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm currently calling from Ascot, just outside Ascot.
Brilliant. Posh, you're a bit of a posh boy,
aren't you? No.
Okay, so you're a Spurs fan, right?
Yep.
So why are you a Spurs fan then?
So my dad was a Spurs fan, obviously.
Anything else?
As you all know. And also, I mean, as a kid at school, everybody at sports, you know, Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United. But I was like, no, I was like, support Spurs, so.
Because of my dad as well. Right.
My dad, yeah, it was a mix, yeah. I'm 12, yeah.
12. And what's your favourite country?
Favourite country is Spain.
Why's that?
I just love the atmosphere out there. You know, everyone, you go out and you see people you know, especially where we obviously go, La Manga. Mm. Seems like everyone, everywhere you go, you know, bars, restaurants, there's always like people you know, there's people you can talk to. And obviously you go there as well, so.
Lovely. And what's your favourite thing to do when you go to Spain?
I enjoy the football.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, the football pitches there are really good. So.
Yeah. And what about watching football? Have you watched any games out there?
No, never watched any games, but maybe in the future, never know.
So you've forgotten when we watched the games in the bars then?
Oh, I thought you meant, go to games. I was thinking, what? Yeah, I love watching football in the bars, it's brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it? Boiling hot, go to the bar.
Little bowl of chips, nice little drink.
Chips, yeah.
normally I stand up.
Yeah. Because
it's the seats, but it's
all right. See, you don't get there early enough. I have to get there early.
Yeah, so it gets a little seat.
Get seats then, for you.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Right, what player do you dislike the most?
I've got two, I'd say. Either Wojciech Szczesny or Cesar Azpilicueta.
Right, okay. So from two teams that obviously we don't like, which of those teams do you dislike the most?
Oh, those two teams, it's got to be Chelsea.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah.
Why not Arsenal?
I just feel like with Arsenal, it's kind of, we're near each other, we're rivals, but I feel like Chelsea is actual, like, I haven't been to a game, but I've heard a lot about it. It's proper hatred, so.
And you're from, obviously, the west of London. Are there quite a few Chelsea fans out there?
Yeah, there's loads, especially like around schools, you know, loads of people are Chelsea fans, so.
Right, posh.
Okay, yeah.
Right, okay. And I mean, in your school though, what do most kids support?
It's probably between Arsenal, United and Chelsea.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's interesting. Not Liverpool?
No, there's a few Liverpool, but mainly those three.
Wow, okay. So, I mean, that shows you that, I suppose, we've got a bit of catching up to do, because when I was a kid, it was all about everyone supported Liverpool, very few Man United fans. Obviously, that was the next generation. Loads of Tottenham fans. Not many Arsenal, actually, in my school. And I was from South East London, so then you had a bit of a spread of Charlton, Millwall.
Yeah.
Few West Ham, but the vast majority of kids in my school supported Liverpool because they basically dominated football for two decades. All right, then. So the team you hate the most is Chelsea. What about your favourite ever player?
I mean, recently I've watched documentaries on Diego Maradona, and you know, I was just watching that. You know what he did. What he did for Napoli is just crazy. You know, before he came, they were like relegation battle every year. And then he guided them to two league titles and obviously won the World Cup for Argentina in, I think it was 86.
Almost single-handedly. What about for Spurs?
Basically, For Spurs of all time, I mean, I'd probably say Gareth Bale, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, of course. So you watched, I mean, you how old were you when Gareth Bale was in his heyday? not I mean, you're 12 probably, now, so what, 6 or 7?
Yeah, I was probably about 5 or 6, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So he was your first proper hero. Can you remember any particular moment that you liked that Gareth Bale did?
I mean, if I'm being honest, like I do remember when he went to Real Madrid, when he scored in the Champions League final. I mean, he wasn't playing for Tottenham, but knowing that he'd obviously played for Tottenham for many years,
against Liverpool?
No, against Atleti, first year he went there. When I think it was 4-1. Obviously, that was like the first season he'd been there, so
yeah,
we just went and watched it, and then he scored, and it was like, wow, he really is that good enough.
Loved it. All right, then, what about your favourite ever manager?
It's got to be Pochettino.
Why is that?
Just what he did last year is incredible, you know. No money, but he just proved that he's one of the best managers in the world at the moment, I think.
Yeah, no money, but they bought him a brand new stadium, money. Though. Lucky man.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that, eh? What about your favourite ever legendary player? Like, so you already said Maradona. What about anybody else that your dad's told you about or you've heard about? Let's keep it to Spurs. So somebody that maybe you'd have liked to have seen play football in the flesh.
I think Gascoigne.
Ah, Gazza, yeah.
You know, he's a great character, great footballer, so would have been great to see him play.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't know if your dad's told you this, but when Gazza used to play, you know, you see players, they kind of, like, you see Harry Winks these days, he gets the ball and he passes it off, or another player, you know, might pass the ball off and then just stand in the centre circle and take the accolades or whatever. But Gazza just wanted the ball the whole time. He was wonderful to watch. And you actually saw him physically motion to whichever player had the ball to give him the ball. And also, not only that, the managers at the time, there was Graham Taylor was the England manager, and Ian Wright tells the story of they were in the dressing room, and all Graham Taylor used to say was, give it to Gazza, just give it to Gazza, whatever happens, just give it to Gazza. So even like professional players, not only for their club but for England, imagine being called up for England, and this is like the pinnacle of your career, and the team tactics were give it to Gazza, give it to someone else.
Wow.
That's how good he was.
That's been incredible.
Incredible. So what about your favourite ever goalkeeper?
My favourite ever goalkeeper.
You're a big fan of Lloris?
Yeah, I'd probably say Lloris. I mean, I would say other goalkeepers, but I'm only going to really go for players that I've seen.
Yeah.
So I would have to say Lloris. Yeah.
Do you play FIFA and things like that?
Yeah, I play FIFA.
Okay,
I play
so
FIFA.
Like from a FIFA point of view, if Lloris, you know, he's still the World Cup winning goalkeeper,
captain. Yeah.
So people saying that Lloris, you know, we need to get a better goalkeeper. I fail to see how we're going to get someone better than the World Cup winning captain.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are never happy, are they? Me and Sam, we like Henderson, who's at is he at Palace? But he's on loan.
Is it Sheffield United? He's on loan from Man United.
Playing FIFA and all that, is there a goalkeeper that we don't know about who's brilliant?
I mean, a few years ago, I was always thinking of Jack Butland, but as the years have gone on, you know, Stoke been relegated. He's kind of dropped down a bit.
Is Jack Butland still at Stoke?
Pretty sure he is.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't know, do we? I mean, I know a couple of years ago, I had a big Twitter debate with somebody about goalkeepers, and they said about Jack Butland. And where is he now? Another one of them. Where are they now? A list.
Yeah.
So another debate I've won. Right. Anyway, moving on. What about your favourite ever defender?
Favourite defender. Now, when you say defender, you know, the last few years we've had people. You know, we had Fazio, Kirikez, Stambouli. I still want to think about those, but.
Right.
As soon as you say that, I think of those. But anyway, my favourite defender would be Toby Alderweireld, I think.
You love Toby, do you?
Yeah, I mean, the first year he came, 2016, I think it was him and Jan at the back. I think we had the best defensive record that year.
Yeah.
So I just remember, and he scored big games. Oh, he scored North London Derby, scored against Man United, against City. So yeah, go out of world.
You love Toby, brilliant. What about your favourite ever midfielder?
Now I'm gonna go for who I think is one of the most underrated players like ever in the last 10 years. I'm gonna go Moussa Dembélé.
Yeah, fantastic.
He's a great player. I remember watching him. I just used to think, how does he keep the ball? He just never lost it. No one ever tackled him.
Yeah, and that's incredible. That is so unusual. I remember watching him. Now Frank Lampard played. Was with Man City, I think, at the time, and we played against them. And Dembélé did that thing where he got the ball and he just drifted past midfielders. He did it week in, week out, but he did it against Frank Lampard. And he almost couldn't believe it. I remember watching Frank Lampard and thinking, well, he's one of my favourite players to play for a different team, and I loved him at Spurs. I've said it many times, but I watched Dembélé approach him, and I thought, right, now there's a bit of competition, because he's an intelligent guy. He'll watch Dembélé and let's see what happens. And he just drifted past him like he wasn't there. And I looked at Frank Lampard, and he was almost like, wait there, nobody does that to me. Not the mighty Frank Lampard. Nobody does that to me. But he just made him look a mug. It was brilliant.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, what a player. What about your favourite ever striker?
For a striker, I'm just going to go straight for Harry Kane.
Yeah, you're very lucky, because you've
grown up with good players.
When I was your age, it was Clive Allen, but only really for one season, and then we had Teddy Sheringham for a few seasons, and Klinsmann obviously was brilliant, only for one and a bit seasons. But Harry Kane, you know, he's not only is he Tottenham's, you know, obviously striker, best striker in England at the moment, possibly in the world as an out-and-out number nine striker. And a lot of people are saying we need a second striker. Who, playing FIFA and all that, I can ask you, who should we get in? Because we need the second striker. Everyone's saying it. But who's it going to be?
I mean, there's so many. Like, the striker is a position, you know.
Is there so many? Come on, give us a name.
I mean, you got... I just don't...
it's hard, isn't it? You can say there's so many, but you can so go many, down the just, league. You can go down the English league and you can pick out the strikers. I mean, who did well before? Ings.
We
can't have Rashford because he's at Man United.
Yeah, we wouldn't sign him
move.
I would love... I think he's a great player. Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, he is a brilliant player, but he wouldn't come to Tottenham. So who else is there?
You said Dan Ings, yeah. But I think striker, you know, it used to just be like Harry Kane's.
Put it this way, going back to the question, Louis. Right? Yeah. So say, right, okay, we're going to forget about Levy spends this, Levy doesn't do that, right? Levy spent £63 million on Ndembele, spent a load of money on Sessegnon, spent a load of money on Lo Celso. Okay, so say everybody wants a second striker, so unlimited funds, all right? Which player, now we can't get one of the Liverpool guys because they won't want to come, no matter what money there is. Same with Man United, they won't want to come. Possibly Martial, but really, would he leave Man United to come to Tottenham? Not sure.
No,
not
I
sure
don't
he
think
would.
He wouldn't.
So Man City also, I mean, possibly... Jesus, you might say to him, look, you know, you'll play more for Spurs. I don't know if he would, though. But with unlimited funds, which striker would you bring into Spurs as backup to Harry Kane, or maybe even to play with Harry Kane? Who would it be?
Probably Mbappe, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, he's got to be one of the top players in the world. So
again, that's a bit of fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah. Mbappe. But, I mean, if we had...
Infinite funds. Mbappe's your man.
Yeah, I think.
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, it's a you know, you say Messi, Ronaldo, Mbappe. Are they going to come to even with infinite funds? Could you say to Mbappe, right, we're gonna pay you 300 grand a week. Come to Tottenham, and we'll give PSV, who's he with?
No, PSG.
Yeah. We'll give them 200 million. You know, is he still going to... I don't know. What about... Yeah. Right, okay, so moving on then. What was the first football match you remember seeing?
So it was... It was Hull. Yeah. Remember, it was Hull in the League Cup.
Oh,
right Hart Lane. We were sat right up in the corner. No, it was 2-0. It was 2-0, then we won on pens, I think. I remember the first game, because I remember going back to school the next day, because I told everyone about going to the game. I was like, I'm going to Tottenham. And I come back and I said...
Sigurdsson score a great goal?
Yeah, he scored a banger. It was like 7-6 or something. I remember the next day going to school.
Yeah.
And just like saying to everybody, my first ever game went all the way to pens. And I was like, wow, I just couldn't believe it went to pens. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but I mean, I think Harry Kane scored in that game as well. I'm pretty sure. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, let's move on. What about a game where you have cried? Can you think of any game that you've cried?
Cried. With happiness.
Yeah.
Maybe I had. With sadness, it would be the Champions League final.
Happiness what, sorry?
Happiness would be Ajax.
Yeah.
But then with sadness, it's got to be Liverpool Champions League final.
So, Ajax, where were you for the Ajax game?
I was in my front room. I was sat on the stool. And I remember at half-time, because obviously we were 2-0 down.
Yeah.
They'd had one of the best halves ever, you know. 2-0. Anyway, so my dad had gone out for a walk, and he come back and he was saying, oh, when I was out on the walk, I was thinking about how we're going to rebuild next season. But I was upstairs with my mum. And we were doing the bench shed. I feel like someone's going to get a hat trick. And I was like, no. And then we got back, and then obviously Moura got that first one. And then he got the second. And it kept going on. We didn't score for, I think, about 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. And then when he scored in the last minute, it was just, oh, it just went crazy. The whole house, mental.
Fantastic. And what about a funny moment? Can you think of a funny moment in a football match?
So this wasn't directly in the game, but I remember when we went to a football match, it was a Legends game at the new stadium.
Yeah.
And I'd gone with one of my mates from my football team, and his dad was like involved in it. So we got like these free tickets to, I think it's called the Sky Bar.
Oh, lovely.
A bit right around the top. It's like, so we went there, and then I just popped off to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then I was just in a cubicle. And then, do you know Billy Wingrove from FT Free Silence?
Of course I do.
So I was just in a cubicle. I looked to my left, and there's this guy in like the most colourful things ever, bright red, blue, any colour, Adidas trainers.
Yeah.
This is Billy Wingrove, and I'm just like, oh my God.
So like next him?
To him in a cubicle. I said hello, yeah. We went outside and I said, can I have a picture? And he was like, yeah, sure.
Oh,
and in the fact, he actually did a little video, which is even better.
Oh, wow.
So that was... Yeah.
Is he a Spurs fan then?
Yeah. I think he played for Spurs. Not as in like the first team, yeah. But he definitely got quite high, right. Like the academy and all that.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah.
And what about what football match is the worst match you've ever seen?
The worst match I've ever seen. I remember watching, I think it was Tottenham v Man City at the Etihad.
Mm.
I'm sure it was like 7-1, 6-1.
Oh, dear. Aguero.
6-0 or 7-0. We just couldn't score.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a bad game. I remember the next day at school. We didn't really have many Man City fans in the school, but obviously everyone hates Tottenham, so.
Yeah.
It was them a little go at me, but.
Oh, man. And what about, have you ever been scared at a football match?
I've never really been like, I wouldn't say I've been scared. I've been intimidated. Mm. Like, when I went to the Champions League matches, I think it was against Dortmund, and obviously like their fans are just so hyper, like with the drums and everything. And I thought, wow, they're good fans, like they're really good fans.
Yeah.
And that was a bit intimidating, seeing them like clapping and like, well, not clapping, but like properly banging those drums. It's so loud.
Mad.
Yeah.
And what about a player that you used to love but you don't anymore?
Used to love. That's a tough one. I can't really think of anyone that I used to love, but I don't love anymore.
Danny Rose.
Danny Rose. I mean, he was brilliant last year. And then this season,
can he come back? Do you have him back?
I mean, with our fullback problems at the moment, I'd take anyone back, so I would take him back. But like, over the last few years, maybe from, say, 2016, 2019,
yeah,
he was brilliant. He was brilliant for a few years.
Yeah, he's got... If he did come back, he'd have to apologise. I think I'll do something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He upset a lot of people. And what about your very first kit?
My first kit? I remember a few months ago, it might have been a few weeks, we were looking for a drawer.
Yeah.
Because I was getting my room done up. And then we just saw this old Tottenham shirt, and it was, well, I think it was a Puma one. I think it was 2009. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to my dad, I was saying, look at this shirt, it's Puma. And he was like, Puma never made a Tottenham kit. And I was like, yeah, they did. And it was so small. I tried to put it on, but didn't want to rip it. So
I think it was probably 2010. Kit when we were in the Champions League for the first time.
Might have been that, yeah. Might have been just before.
Is it the one with the navy shoulder, or is it plain white?
There is that one with the navy shoulder. I don't think it was that. I think it was just plain.
Yeah.
It was quite small, so it's probably quite like around 7-10 to the 9. So.
What's your favourite ever Spurs kit?
My favourite Spurs kit. I mean, this season I love a fur kit. This season. That blue.
Yes.
It's like the light blue. I think that's a really nice kit.
Yeah. Have you seen the new kits?
I mean, like the yellow
next
one.
Season, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I was watching highlights about old Tottenham games, and it was that one that I think Hoddle wore. He scored a great goal with like bright yellow kit. I thought that was a nice
lovely
kit.
But have you seen this season's? Well, next season's.
I think I've seen them, but I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what they are.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've probably seen them somewhere.
I think there's one that's like a greeny colour. There's a yellow one. And there's a fourth kit for some reason. Are we doing fourth kits now? Are all the teams doing fourth kits now?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Strange. All right. And what about two more to go then. What about what player... Does everyone say he's rubbish? Like, Dad's like, oh, Louis, he's rubbish. And you're like, no, Dad, I like him. He's a good player. Who would that be?
I mean, I want to say Sergio Aurier, but just because of his mistakes, I would never say him. You know, he's had his good bits, you know.
Yeah, he's not as bad as people
might. But I just don't think he can defend. You know, I think when he's attacking, like, he can put a lovely ball in.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm listening to podcasts at the moment and they're all having a go at Sissoko saying how bad he is, and I think they've forgotten what he was like in the last two seasons.
Because
he was terrible for two seasons, but then the last season, definitely last season, I thought he was brilliant, and I think Sun won Player of the Year, but it should have been Sissoko by a mile. But everyone's forgotten about that and just think he's this lumbering footballer. But I thought we improved massively.
Yeah. I think we used to play him right wing. Pretty sure. But then obviously he moved to the centre midfield, and
yeah,
it's just what we needed, you know.
I thought he was great.
Get the ball, yeah. Dribble past players.
So your mum's not as sort of anti-football as my wife. but she's not, you know, she doesn't quite know as much as you do, obviously. But what if mum said, right, come on then, Louis, I want to, I really want to get into football. It's lockdown. I've got nothing else to do. I'm tired of telling Dad off all the time. Put a football match on for me that I can watch, and it'll entertain me, and it'll be the best match that you can think of. So what DVD are you popping in? What YouTube game are you showing to say, mum, this is football, watch this?
I think Tottenham 4, Arsenal 4.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
It's a great game.
Yes.
Obviously, the last minute equaliser makes it even better.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'd choose.
Yeah, fantastic. Do you remember watching that game?
No, but I've definitely seen the highlights over the years.
So that was 2010. So you was only...
Like three, probably. Three or four.
So you wouldn't have remembered that, although Dad would have been shouting and screaming. And
yeah.
Mum would have said, keep the noise down, Louis is asleep. Whereas really you're in bed going, I can hear every word.
Yeah.
Celebrating. Right, brilliant. And what do you think of the current situation with Tottenham? Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I just feel like over the last few months, we've just completely changed as a team.
Yeah.
I think the final, I think the Champions League final kind of killed us a bit.
Yeah.
We just come back, we haven't looked the same. You know, a few years ago, like, we were one of the best teams to watch, like 2016, 2017, when we really thought we could have won the title. Those seasons, I remember just, like, those seasons, I felt, with Poch as manager, I felt anybody we could play. Because, like, the years before, 2015, 14, I thought, no, we're not good. But as Poch came in, I just thought we could take on any team. Mm. I really thought we could win every game.
Yeah.
It was a great team.
And we were all the statistics show that we were the better team in the Leicester year. But, you know, as we know from Cesc Fabregas's comments,
yeah,
he said they were playing Leicester and they were playing us. And he said, well, I want Leicester to win.
Yeah.
And that's what most of the players thought. And when you know, we don't obviously watch the Leicester games, but I can remember them. A lot of those games were 1-0s or 2-1s.
Yeah, a lot of 1-0s. Yeah,
that was great. Yeah, and there were games when they were already 4 points ahead of us. We were playing on the Monday, they were playing on the Sunday, and I remember a lot of them were last minute winners, and where the opposition had most of the ball, and they just sort of hit them on the break. And we were miles better than Leicester that year. Remember, we knocked them out of the FA Cup, and when we played them at home, we were miles better. But Huth got the goal that was the winner. We battered them that day, and only for Schmeichel's outstretched leg, and it went off the bar from Kane. But we were much better side. So we was unlucky there. The Chelsea, the next season, when they had no European football whatsoever, and
probably got a bit lucky with that.
Got a bit lucky there, and then obviously we had the stadium change. We went to Wembley where we were all right, weren't we? We were all right at Wembley. Most people thought we'd be
all right, but
we were fine. And we did all right. I mean, what could we have done? I think a lot of people are saying, well, we should have stayed at White Hart Lane. But the unfortunate thing is, once the ball's rolling, once you've got everything in place, you can't then say, whoa, hang on a minute, we're doing well now. We might as well stay at White Hart Lane. And not change the stadium.
Yeah.
So it's difficult, isn't it? All in hindsight, it's much easier to say, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that. But there we go. So tell me a player that you want to sign, realistic. I don't think we'll get Mbappe, but somebody you'd like to sign if we could for next season.
Realistically, I mean, I would have said Willian probably. Obviously now his agent, I think his agent's come out.
Yeah,
and they kind of put down the offer, but I mean, I think he would have been a great squad player, if I'm being honest.
I think it's a done deal, and I do like Willian, that's fine. We've got an awful lot of wingers, though, so I'm not sure if that's quite a position that we need to go for. As we talked about strikers, although everyone talks about strikers, but who is there? A lot of people list off names, but you know, back in February or January, obviously people saying Danny Ings, but. You know, a lot of people said no. So there's not an outstanding one. And if you think about England, I mean, obviously you're younger, but growing up for England, there was always four or five strikers, always a best striker, and then maybe a number two. But there was always two or three others that you could have picked. And now you'd look at it and you go, right, well, if Harry Kane gets injured, who is our second striker? Who is our second striker for England?
I mean, You could possibly play maybe in the next 1 year, 2 years. You could maybe put Rashford through the middle, maybe like Sterling on the left and then Sancho on the right.
So
but
that's Rashford, but who else? See,
I mean, we look down, there's no one there, is there?
You mean, no one up and coming, because Rashford's probably mid-20s now.
Yeah.
So who's sort of 18, 19, England striker, or 2021, England striker coming through? You've got Calvert-Lewin, is he English? For Everton?
Yeah, he's English. But
he's English, but but again, there's a question mark. So I think we're struggling. I think we're struggling with strikers. Yes, we need a striker for Tottenham, someone to back up Harry Kane, probably play as many games with the injuries that Kane gets.
Hopefully, yeah.
But who is there? Who would it be? We don't know.
It's not enough, is there? You just never know.
So it's a tricky one. Right, well done.
Yeah.
Enjoyed Thank that. You. That was good fun, wasn't it?
It's great. I loved it.
Right. Okay. What song do you want this podcast to play out to? You want a bit of rock? Do you want a bit of something else? What do you want?
Bit of Bon Jovi for you.
Alright, see what we can do. Alright, boss.
Alright, see ya.
Cheers, matey. See you later. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.